It's a spirit that applies God's work into our lives. It's a spirit that makes us clean. It's a spirit that molds and makes us to be holy and righteous. It's the power of that spirit that lives in every Christian. And enables us to live worthy for Christ. In the last couple of weeks, we started from chapter 4. And we've been talking about this practical aspect of how God calls us to walk worthy. And if you remember, he began with walking worthy begins with humility, of gentleness, and patience. Gentleness and patience. And that's the beginning of chapter 4. That all Christians must walk in humility. Before God and before man. And to have the gentleness and patience of Christ. It involves walking with unity with one another in the body of Christ. It involves putting off the sinful nature. Now that happens every day in our lives. And every day we're putting on this new self of living for Christ. This new self of putting on the gifts of the Holy Spirit in Galatians
5.
So that we'll be created more and more in the true likeness of Christ. And now we come to chapter 5. The Paul says, a worthy walk is a walk in love. So if you're going to walk worthy in God, you must walk in love. And we're going to look at this command, and we have 3 points we're going to look at today. We're going to look at the command, the corruption, and the caution.
Our
command, corruption, caution. So, the command. It says, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. That's the command. And we love, as children, we should seek to be like our father, our parents. That's the way God made it to be. So last week we saw Jennifer and Brian back at church. I'm so happy to see them and baby Jana in our midst. And as I looked at the baby, I saw Jennifer. And I asked her, who does the baby look like the most? And I kind of saw Jennifer, and I kind of saw Brian as well. So the eyes kind of have the Brian look. And it's, the baby kind of reflects both of them in many ways. Now that's kind of how it goes, right? When we see children grow, we see that in many ways they grow to resemble their parents. And sometimes the good and the bad. And that's a natural thing. And that's kind of what Paul is saying here. Now, you are now a child of God. You're his beloved child. You have already been made new. That bondage to sin has been broken.
这个罪的捆锁已经被打破。
Now, now go and live and be like your father.
现在你活着的时候就要效法你的父亲。
Imitate God.
效法神。
You know, and that is the work of the Holy Spirit in you.
这个就是圣灵在你里面的工作。
You know, to make it simple, your Christian life from now to eternity.
再简单来讲，你基督徒的生命从现在开始一到去到永恒。
Is to be made holy like God.
就系要好似神咁样圣洁。
To reflect God and all His goodness and character.
你就系要去表达神一切嘅美善，神嘅本性。
You're not going to have His immutable characteristics as all powerful, almighty, majestic, and sovereign.
当然你唔会有神嗰个伟格，就系全知全能，完全有主权。
But we can have His communicable attributes such as love, joy, peace,
patience.
And that is the character God will make in us. To fill us with holiness and righteousness as He is holy and righteous.
To
fill us and make us loving as He is loving. Now that's a wonderful thing. Be like your father. Because this heavenly father has no bad attributes. Ephesians 2 reminds us the walk.And walk in love as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
So
to walk.To be imitators of God, he defines that, it means to walk in love.
我哋去效法神的意思就是说我哋要凭着爱而行。
God's love is the amazing love that He would send His Son to die for you and I.
神爱是奇妙的爱，因为他将他独生的儿子为着我们差派而来。
Just by that statement, we can see that God's love is a self, this love.
正是这一句子就让我们看到神的爱是一个无私的爱。
It's a sacrificial love.
是一个牺牲的爱。
It's a giving love of serving another.
是一个付出的爱，是服侍别人的爱。
And He doesn't stop there.
但是神不是在那里就停止。
And He kind of helped us to define that love is also a forgiving love.
他也都继续让我们描述这一个爱是一个饶恕的爱。
Because he talked about that just before chapter 5.
因为在第五章之前他就讲到。
And it says, chapter 5, verses 30 to 32.
Chapter
4?
Chapter 4, sorry.
It's connected by that word, therefore, in the beginning of chapter 5.
在第四章的下半段去讲的时候，连接到他第五章的第一节。所以他用这个连贯词，所以。
And what does he say in chapter 4, verse 30 to 32? He says, Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted,Forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的引力，等候得赎的日子来了。一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、怨恶、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。并要以恩慈相待，全怜悯的心彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
He doesn't use the word love here.
呢度佢冇用到爱呢一个字。
But you can tell from verse 32, it says to be kind to one another, to be tender-hearted,
但係32節你可以睇得出佢話以恩情相待，
我
全憐憫嘅心。
What he's saying is love. He's talking about love.
其實喺呢度講到嘅就係愛。
You're to have love.
有愛。
And what does that love drive you to do?
而呢一個嘅愛會推動你去做啲乜嘢？
To forgive one another as God Christ forgave you.
会推动你去彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们。
So if you're going to imitate God, you're going to have to be loving and forgiving.
所以如果你要效法神嘅时候，你就要满有慈爱，同时要去饶恕。
It's because we have experienced God's great love and forgiveness.
因为我们已经经历咗神嘅大爱同埋饶恕。
And we are called to be loving and forgiving as well.
我哋亦都被呼召，我哋要去爱别人，饶恕别人。
No, this is not just something that we should do.
呢个唔单止系我哋应该做嘅。
It's a command to say that this is something that we must do.
但系呢个系一个命令啊，系我哋一定要做。
Because we've experienced God's love and forgiveness, we must give other people love.
因為我們在神裏面已經得著愛，得著饒恕了，現在我們也都要將這一份愛和饒恕給個別
人。 1 Peter 4:8 reminds us, above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers over a multitude of sins.
彼得前書4:8這樣說，最要緊的是彼此切實相愛，因為愛能遮蓋許多的罪。
This is very applicable application for each of our lives.
呢個對於我哋每一個人嘅生命嚟講，都係一個好實際運用得出嚟。
Because we're always offended, aren't we?
因為我哋時時都俾人得罪。
You know, we go through life and we're going to be offended here and there and everywhere.
我哋經過我哋嘅生命嘅時候，過活嘅時候，好多時我哋都會被得。
If it's not by people of the world, it's going to be even your loved ones and your closest ones.
如果唔係俾世界嘅人得罪我哋，或佢係我哋最親密嘅家人得罪我哋。
Sometimes the ones that are closest to you are the ones that sometimes are most thoughtless.
有時對同你最親密嘅人，可能佢哋就係最冇感和之罪。
Sometimes it's people treated unkindly.
有時我哋或者係喺唔友善嘅情況底下被對待。
And not thoughtfully.
係冇想過嘅。
In the world, we're going to be taken advantage of.
而喺呢個世界裏面，我哋亦都會俾人善
變。You know, even within the church, we might feel like we've been taken advantage of.
又或者就算喺個教會裏面，我哋都覺得有人攞我哋。
You may feel like that you've been slandered or even abused.
或者你會覺得有人毀謗你，又或者苦待你。
And what is our natural response to that?
我哋自然嘅反應係乜嘢？
We get angry. We kind of have wrath for those people.
我哋會嬲啊！我哋嘅憤怒會流到邊啲人？
And we grow bitter.
跟住我哋又苦讀。
And was that the way that we should be acting?
但係其實我哋係咪應該用呢個方法去回應？
Everybody knows it's not.
每一個人都知道唔應該。
It says it right here in verse 31 and 32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all
malice.
And what are we to give back?
We
give back love, kindness. When you come back, forgive us in the same way that God forgave us. You know, the inability to forgive, it's the inability to forgive or unwillingness to forgive that actually makes us wrathful and angry.
其實係我哋冇呢個能力，或者係我哋唔願意嘅去饒恕，使到我哋有怒恨。
It's unwillingness to forgive that actually causes us to have bitterness.
係我哋唔能夠或者唔願意嘅去饒恕，使到我哋喺苦讀裏
面。And we have to realize this anger, wrath, and bitterness.
我哋要知道呢個嘅怒恨，呢個憤怒，呢一個嘅苦讀
really destroys your life.
係摧殘緊你嘅生命。
And the root of that is unforgiving heart.
Because
when we suffer with bitterness, it hurts no one but yourself. The people that have hurt you have gone their merry way. You know, and this wrath and anger and bitterness that we hold within our heart, only becomes corrosive to our own souls. That's why we have confidence in this. You gotta turn from it. That's God's command for us. And it's because we are unwilling to forgive, we hold grudges and malice against other people.
And
we see these things, these unforgiving characteristics in our own lives. We need to take heed. To beware. Because these are not from God. These are the things that God wants you to be rid of. How do we understand it? We understand it because those who have been forgiven much, will forgive. Those who have been loved much, will have love. Unless we take it for granted. Because in reality, we have sinned against God. And it's immeasurable. The sin that we have against God is immeasurable.
Well,
what does John 3:16 say? God loved you so much that he would send his blood son to die for you
on the cross.
God is so offended by our sin. It is a wretched stench in his nostrils. That's why we can understand why the Bible says before we receive Jesus, we are God's enemies. Because God hates sin. God abhors sin. And what God does is that He doesn't throw us away. But He loves us enough to send His own Son to die for
you.
Well, that's a love that is very amazing. It's very hard to describe. A love so amazing that nothing, that anything compares to it. And when we come to faith, we fall upon Jesus and praise Him for His atoning sacrifice. We come with tears because we see the sin within us. We have the tears because we see the love of God for us. And as we turn our lives to Christ, we believe that His love is sufficient for me. His blood is enough to wash away my sins and make me holy. Wash away my sins, the past, present and all in the future. Now, what does it say when I don't forgive my brother or my
sister?
What are we essentially saying? God's love and sacrifice is not sufficient for them. God died for their sin against you. That's not enough for me. Think about that for a moment.
Think about that
for a moment. When you're unforgiving, when you hold bitterness in your heart, that's essentially what you're saying. God's death is not sufficient for their sin. But we can say that it's sufficient for mine. Now, do you see the hypocrisy within that statement and thought? We love because we have been loved much. We must forgive because we've been forgiven much, much more. That makes sense. I hope so. As children of God, we are called to imitate God. To walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us. To forgive one another as God forgave us. That's what we need to ask ourselves as we're growing in Christ. Am I walking in love? Am I really walking a worthy walk of imitating God? And the very simple test is just to look at your own life. Are there people you are bitter against? Are there relationships that are broken because you hold something against another
person?
Is there ways that we see malice for others and have this heart of slander and wanting to slander and wanting to see things go wrong in another person's
life?
God's calling you today. Put off those things. It is sin. Put on the love of Christ. To love, to forgive. God calls you to do that. It's a command. God says, do it for me. Because if you are truly Son of God, you reflect God's love more and more. You reflect his forgiveness more and more. And if we realize we're falling short of that and we have this bitterness and anger in our lives, God calls you now to come and repent. Turn from these sins because God has opened your eyes. And ask him for the strength and the love to fill you to be able to love and forgive others. Now sometimes we've been holding some of this bitterness for years. And how does it hurt you? It makes you bitterness. The bitterness in human life.
你的苦毒是指你生命里面苦毒。
Your bitter attitude becomes pervasive in everything that affects your life.
你苦毒的心态就渗入你生命的每一环，以致系影响你整个生命。
And that's not how God wants it to be.
但是神系要我哋咁样。
He is making you holy and righteous.
神系使你圣洁公义。
Let's look at the corruption.
咁而家讲到就系腐败。
You know, everyone actually looks for love in their lives.
其实每一个人喺生命里面咧，都系寻找紧爱嘅。
God created us actually to be beings who sought love.
神去创造我哋嘅时候，我哋就系会寻觅爱。
He created us that way.
因为佢创造我哋，呢个系。
He created us actually to seek love from Him.
佢创造我哋嘅时候，系要我哋喺佢嗰度寻爱。
And that's what makes us whole.
就系咁样，我哋先至得完美。
You know, John 4:8 says that God is love. 1 John 4:8 says that God is love.
圣经系约翰福音第一章第八节讲到神就是爱。
And He is a God that is defined as love, loving.
神点样被描述咧？就系一个有爱嘅神。
And we have to realize that God is a God of relationship.
但我哋亦都要明白神亦都系一个有关系嘅神。
You know, we understand this by the Trinity.
喺三位一体嘅神。
The God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
是圣父、圣子、圣灵。
And they are in perfect relationship with one another.
而他们的关系是完全的。
So perfect that they are one God.
完全到他们是三位一体。
Now that's the perfect unity that we are to reflect.
而我们要反映的就是这个完全的合一。
But we'll never be able to do that.
但是我们永远都不做得到。
The work of God created man in a very similar way that we have relationships to one another.
但系当神创造我哋嘅时候，都系有呢一个嘅模式，系我哋彼此都系有联络。And
His call for us is to be able to love others in a way that He loves Himself.
就系我哋要彼此相爱，等于呢三位一体嘅神。
And the love that God has for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, each of their love for each other is perfect. It's a love that is sacrificial, selfless. Love is to be given to another. Love is meant to be serving.
就係要去服侍別人。
And of course, after the fall.
但係當然喺人墮落之後。
After the fall, after sinning, Adam and Eve in Genesis 3.
喺創世記嘅第三章，亞當夏娃犯罪嘅時候。
Satan brings corruption into the world.
撒旦將敗壞帶入去呢個世界。
And just as everything else, love became tainted.
就係等於好似其他嘅事情一樣，呢個愛被污染咗。
And that love becomes selfish, self-serving.
而呢个爱就变得自私，为咗自己嘅好处。
And we see that if you're honest.
如果你好坦白嘅，你都会睇到。
The love of sinful men is lustful and destructive.
一个有罪嘅人，佢哋嘅爱系带着罪嘅，系带着私欲。
Because it's a very selfish and self-centered, self-pleasure kind of love.
因为呢个系自我中心、寻觅自己嘅享乐嘅爱。
So this is what Paul wants us to see in verse 3.
保罗喺第三节就系要让我哋睇到。3 and 4.
But sexual immorality, and all impurities or covetousness must not even be named among you as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness or foolish talk nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving.
至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方合圣徒的体统，任事妄语和嬉笑的话都不相宜，总要说感恩的话。
Paul is reminding us that you've been made holy, you've been made righteous.
保罗呢度提醒我哋，我哋已经系 被神成为圣洁有公义。
That you are actually saints now in Christ.
在基督里面你们是圣徒。
So you must not walk in these impurities and sin.
所以在这些不纯洁，在这些的罪里面，你不应该行事。
You are a child of God.
你是神的儿女。
You are to imitate and be like your heavenly Father.
你就要效法你天上的父神。
You know, these sins must not even be named among you.
在你们当中，连讲都不讲。
So put off this sinful sexual immoralities.
所以出到呢啲喺性不道德嘅事情上面，你要离开。
Now, a lot of times we don't really talk about sexual immoralities.
好多时我哋唔会讲到性嘅不道德。
Yeah, because a lot of times even in the pulpit, it's like people are shy about talking about sex.
就算喺讲台上面，我哋都觉得好丑去讲
嘢。We avoid these topics.
我哋避开。
But we actually should not.
但系其实我哋唔应该。
Because what the Bible calls us to do is to warn our brothers and sisters against sexual immorality.
因为圣经系要吩咐我哋做弟兄姊妹嘅，我哋要彼此提醒。我哋唔好行性不道德嘅。
And we don't ever talk about it.
但我哋唔講。
We think it's okay. We just keep it quiet.
我哋唔講，冚埋唔講就覺得冇問題。
You know, this word sexual or immorality, porneia, is very broad.
性不道德呢一個。
The Greek word.
呢個嘅原文就係叫做 porneia.
You know, it's about sexual. You know, whether it's premarital sex.
无论呢一个包括咗婚前嘅性行为
，or sex between men and women， well that's more of impurities。Sorry， whether it's premarital sex， whether it's adultery， whether it's any kind of other sex，
或者系婚外嘅性行为。
And you can even define these things as pornography。
甚至乎你话色情刊物都会系可以咁样嘅。
Alright， now when we talk about sex， why is it so？
咁依家講到呢個問題就覺得好尷尬咧。
God has made it a wonderful thing。
其實係神嘅原意，呢件係一件好事。
When it's used in its proper design。
當係喺神嘅設計底下嚟到發生。
That was designed for marriage alone。
神嘅設計嘅原意就係為咗喺婚姻嘅關係裏邊呢件事情會發生。
God made sex to give to the wife and the husband the ability to have unity.
就係讓夫婦之間可以有呢個聯合。
To experience an intimacy that should be shared with no one else.
而呢一個嘅親密係單屬於夫妻嘅。
And that is amazing.
呢一個係奇妙嘅。
And God calls us, anything outside of that is sexual immorality.
而神在这里说，在这个关系以外的一切都是性的不道德。
You know, we need to warn people that anything outside of sex and marriage is wrong.
我们就是要彼此的提醒，在婚姻以外的性行为是不对的。
And we need to inform that to our young people. Sex before marriage is wrong.
我哋更加要教導我哋嘅下一代，婚前嘅性行為都係唔啱。
You know, when you're in a dating, loving relationship, having sex before marriage is immoral.
我哋要話俾你聽，如果你係拍拖，但係喺婚前之前，你哋有呢啲嘅關係，呢一個係不道德。
You know, and sometimes we have a church.Let it not be named among us. We just don't talk about it. But in reality, we've got to warn people about it. Any type of other sexual relations besides sexual relations of a husband and wife is immoral.And the filthiness is talking about things like homosexuality.
而呢度讲其他嘅污秽就系讲到同性恋。
And where men would turn away, well, the Bible says men would turn away from normal relationships to seek after men.
呢度圣经讲到话， 人離開佢正常嘅行為，而去尋找另外一個嘅男人。
And covetousness.
呢度亦都講貪心。
That's one of the key within this all this stuff.
呢度亦都係一個主要。
What is covetousness?
咩叫貪心？
We want something that we shouldn't have.
就係我哋想得到我哋唔應該得到嘅嘢。
That is a desire that we shouldn't have.
我哋有呢一啲唔應該有嘅慾望。
If you look at Exodus, the Ten Commandments, what does it say? You're not covet what?
如果你睇出埃及記嘅，佢嗰度講咩？十戒嗰度講咩？
Your neighbor's wife.
哇！唔好貪人哋嘅太太。
Right? You're not covet things of your neighbor.
唔好要得到你鄰居嘅嘢。
You know, do not, and covet is the heart of the issue that makes love sinful.
就係呢樣嘢使愛變得有罪。
It turns what was something that is supposed to be selfless, sacrificial, and giving.
佢轉咗一啲本來應該係無私嘅，係付出嘅，係服侍人嘅。
It turns it into something that is self-seeking pleasure. Self-seeking pleasure.
就變為一啲係尋找自我嘅享樂，
or self-seeking desire to have，
或者係一個自我嘅私慾，我一定要得。
I'm not happy unless I have it。
如果我得不着，我就唔係唔快樂。
Now this is what I'm talking about. Don't have these things among you。
喺呢度講話喺你哋當中唔可以有呢啲。
You know these, and they don't even joke about these things。
佢話。連講話笑都唔得。
That's what the idea of harsh joking is.
喺呢度嘅意思就係咁解。
You know, don't have crude joking. Don't talk about these filthy issues. Don't be foolishness.
唔好用呢一啲嘅嘢嚟到開玩笑。
Okay, it's very difficult for us to do that, isn't it?
係咪我哋要咁樣做係好難？
Now, even within the church.
就算喺教會。
Yeah, because I think society has something to do with that.
我會覺得我哋嘅社會都會有關。
Now let me explain you something. Let me help you to see something that I grew up, or most of us grew up in what we call a post-Christian society.
我或者我呢度當中都有好多人係喺一個後基督教嘅社會長大。
So if you're 20 years old or more, you know,
如果你係二十歲以上嘅，
you basically, you know, grew up in a post-Christian society.
你係喺一個後基督教嘅社會長大嘅。
You know, it's post-Christian. It's not really Christian.
係後基督教。
It's a society that's based on some values and ideas of basic values of Christianity.
就係一個嘅社會，佢哋嘅。意念係基於基督教一啲嘅價值觀，或者基督教一啲嘅觀念。
Didn't necessarily accepted the sovereignty of Christ or the authority.
但係唔代表佢一定會接受基督嘅主權。
Now that's what the world has been like for the last 2,000 years.
而呢個世界喺過去嘅2000年就係咁樣。
After Christ came to earth.Okay, and let me give you an example.
讓我俾你一個嘅例子。
Homosexuality was something that was sinful and destructive seen before, in societies for thousands of years.
喺好多年嚟，同性戀喺一個社區裏邊都看為係有罪有破壞性嘅。
Because the Bible actually says that.
因為聖經係咁講。
Homosexuality is wrong.
同性戀係錯嘅。
And society after society has dealt with it as something that was dangerous and sinful.
而喺好多代嘅社會裏邊，佢哋點樣處理咧？都覺得呢一個係一個危險，呢一個係一個罪。
Because God made man and designed man to be married to a woman.
因為神設計嘅時候，男係與女嚟到結婚嘅。
And anything sexual morality, immorality is something that's against God's design.
而性嘅不道德就係任何嘅事情違背神嘅設計。
So our society, in past societies for thousands of years, that was, you know, it's something that we thought was destructive and sinful.
所 以在以往的社会里面他们会看这些东西是有破坏性的是有罪。
But then all of a sudden in 2015, I don't know if you all remember
that. 但是不记得各位记不记得在2015年的时候
Supreme Court legalized homosexual marriage.
最高法院就立了个法案使同性恋的婚姻是合法化的。
Homosexual marriage now becomes not something that is dangerous and sinful.
同性恋的婚姻再不是安慰，是有破坏性或者是有罪性。
Now it's been given a legal status.
但是现在是有一个在法律上的一个引力。
You know, and that was a major turning point in our society.
其实这个就是在我们的社会一个很大的转捩点。
Yeah, our society turned from following basic Christianity.
我们的社会本来是跟住基本
Christian values.
基督教的观念的。
And if you really think about it and look back,
如果你小心的想，亦都去回望。
Evil was unleashed.
其实这个的邪恶是被释放出
来。Greater and greater perversions of sexual morality and purities and all these likenesses were becoming okay.
越来越多的这些性的不道德或者是这些败坏的事情被看为可能的事情。
You know, it started with LGBT.
本来就是有同性恋这一个。
Is that LGBTQ? I don't know what that means.
现在就有不单止了，除了同性恋，还有这些是中性的人，或者是这些变性的人。
Oh, queer. And then LGBT plus. You plus.
再要加埋呢种等等等等嘅人，再加咗一个加号。
Which is transgender.
就系呢啲变性嘅人。
It has evolved so much.
不断嘅喺度转变。
That all what we see is all these gender ideologies and critical race theory.
就系呢一啲嘅变性嘅观念，或者系点样睇一个民族。
All these transgender ideologies flooding our society.
So
these are not things that we actually worried about many, many years ago. Once you legalized it, evil is unleashed.That is the work of Satan. Satan's work is to draw people from Christ.
And
when your society makes it easy, it'll just follow after. And what do we see? We see hatred. Hatred has been let loose in our society today.
在我们的社会里面今天是充满仇恨。
We've never seen so much hatred in the name of diversity and equality and inclusion than any time in the world.
我们从来没见过有这么多的仇恨，是因为要有多元化、平等化、包容化。
And we see the evil that it unleashes, that it comes from that hatred.
在这些的情况底下，邪恶被释放而所带来的就是老来仇恨。
You know, and it is so that everything doesn't make sense.
好像这些都不合逻辑。
You know, we tell people not to smoke.
我们叫人不要吸烟。
But we legalize marijuana. Does that make sense?
但我们就说吸大麻是合法化。
It's good to have recreational marijuana.
因为这个是可以来到是舒缓的。
You know, it tells you don't drive drunk, but you can drive smoking pot.
我哋话我哋唔可以醉酒揸车，但系我哋吸吸完大麻可以揸车。
Does that really make sense?
呢个合唔合理咧？
You know, society has veered far away from a post-Christian world.
我哋呢个世代已经离开咗一个后基督教嘅世代。
And we're in what commentaries of people today is called modern paganistic world. A modern paganistic world. It's a world that is defined with all sorts of different religions and ideologies. It's where sin of all sorts run rampant. Sins of sexual morality and purities. Because you know what the Bible calls these false religions, I mean these religions and ideologies? They're false religions. False religions. They're false religions. And what we would call them is we call them cults. They follow not after God. They have made their own God. Now that is why it's so vital that we as Christians, as God's children, stand firm in God's word. Peter reminded us of this very clearly in 1 Peter chapter 5. He said, "Be sober minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kind of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world." We are going that this is the kind of suffering we all experience as Christians. This message is very relevant for us today. Because if you really look at it, our modern paganism has gone back to the paganism of the Greek and the Greek and the Roman Empire
times.
We've actually gone back to the pre-Christian era. Where in the Greek and Roman times they would have worships to gods with sexual orgies and everything. Where all sorts of sexual immorality flourished. And that's the way Satan works. He pulls us, he seeks to pull Christians away. To pull everyone away to worship these false gods. Now that's why we need to stand firm in the truth of God. To put on the full armor of God to protect. The full armor of God to protect us from the fiery arrows of the devil. We'll talk about that more in chapter 6. Let's come back to chapter 5. Paul calls us to put off all these sinful nature sins. What does he tell us to put on? Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. So it kind of seems out of place, don't you think?
Why?
I know we're talking about love and forgiveness. Why is it Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving points us back to God.
感謝感恩的時候，去當係指我哋翻翻去神嗰度。
Thanks to God because the battle has been already won.
我哋感謝神，因為呢一場仗已經打贏咗。
God has already won the battle.
因為神已經打勝仗。
You know, when you play games, it's fun to play games that you know you're going to win at the end.
如果你玩遊戲咧，如果你知道結局係點，你知道你贏緊嘅，你係咪玩得好開心？
You know, some people who are really, really aggressive, you know, they said, no, that's no fun.
或者有啲好中意競賽嘅，佢話。
But for me, I like winning at the end.
因為俾我，我中意最後我係贏咗嘅。
You know, it's fun to play and win at the end.
咁如果你玩就玩得好輕鬆，因為你知道你贏。
And this one's reminding us of.
呢個提醒我哋乜嘢？
You walk life knowing that you have won through Christ.
當你喺呢個過你嘅生命嘅時候，喺地上過你嘅生命嘅時候。你係知道主耶穌基督已經打勝
了。The death of Christ on the cross is sufficient for you.
主耶穌基督喺十字架上嘅死係足夠嘅。
God will sustain you and persevere you to the very end.
係神會支配你、保護你一直到。
God is the one that will guard your heart.
係神去保守你嘅心。
He is the one that is transforming your life.
係神去改變你嘅生命。
So this is what you got to do. You got to put off sin.
所以你哋要除掉罪。
Put it off.
除掉罪。
You know, but God has already done that for you.
但係神已經為你做咗啦。
But He's doing that more and more each day.
但係每一日亦都係喺度幫緊你。
Because we have sins that are so many that sometimes we don't see it till now.
因為有時我哋多罪到我哋到而家先至睇到。
Our sinful nature will always creep up.
但我哋嘅罪性时时都会出现。
Until we're made fully holy.
一直至到我哋系完全圣洁。
So what's Jesus say? What's God say?
神喺呢度讲咩？
Put it off.
我哋要除掉。
And you put it off by giving, remember by giving thanks, turning in repentance and faith and giving thanks.
咁我哋要点样做啊？就系要认罪悔改，归向神嘅时候，我哋就说呢啲感谢说话。
But when you give thanks with a grateful heart,
因为当你一心一意嘅去感恩嘅时候
，God brings you back to Himself.
神就再一次嘅带到你去自己嘅
身边。Just in our own sinfulness.
因为我哋专注嘅再唔系我哋自己嘅谂住，再唔系我哋嘅罪。
Turn away from our own selfish desires.
喺我哋自私嘅欲望里边，我哋转离。
Because if you are always giving thanks,
因为如果你时时都有一个感恩嘅心
，you naturally will stop.
你就好自然唔再諗啲傻嘢。
When you your mouth is always giving thanks.
如果你個口時時係發出感恩嘅説話
，it turns your heart and your mind towards heavenly thoughts.
就會使到你個心同你嘅思想
去
一啲諗到一啲屬神嘅東西。
And away from sinful thoughts and desires.
而你再唔會去諗一啲贖罪嘅意念。
Try it.
試下。
When you're tempted.
當你喺試探裏面。
To sin in anger, you yell at someone.
當你要去大聲鬧人嘅時候。
Give thanks.
感謝。
Instead of cursing them out.
你唔好當同呢啲人講粗口。
Give thanks.
感謝。
Try it.See if you can do two things at the same time. Those two things at the same time.
你可唔可以同時做呢兩樣嘢？
You know, Bible says you can.
聖經話你可以。
What does it say? Can a well have salt water and clean water? You can't have clean water and salt water at the same time.
哦，唔可以，因為你喺一個井裏邊，你唔可以同時有鹽水，同時有淡水。
You have one or the other.
你只可以有一樣。
So it's so wise here. Give thanks.
咁所以呢度好有智慧嘅。你講感謝説話。
When you become so angry at somebody, give thanks.
如果當你好嬲個人嘅時候，你感謝。
When your daughter or your son gets you so angry.
如果你嘅仔女激到你好嬲嘅時候。
Give thanks. I give thanks for you.
你
話
好感謝你，我感謝。
I praise God for you.
我多謝神，讚美神，我有你。
Now that turns our wrath away, doesn't it? Lastly, the caution.
最後就係要緊守。
really quick. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure or who is covetous, that is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of God, kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience.
是污秽的，是贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无勤的。有贪心的，就与拜偶像的一样，不要被人虚浮的或欺哄，因这些事，神的愤怒必降到那叛逆的之子。
The caution is,
在这里要我们注意。
Let no one deceive you, don't be deceived.
不要被欺骗。
Now, and it basically said, make sure you know you're a Christian.
意思就是说，你要肯定知道你是一个基督徒。Make
your salvation sure.
你要肯定你的救恩。You
know, don't let anybody tell you that how you act and how you live out your life doesn't really matter. It's all a matter of faith.
不要让别人逼你说你怎样过你的生活，怎样行事为人系唔紧要噶，最紧要有信心。
That's what people say. Oh, it doesn't matter how you act. You have faith and you ask forgiveness and you're forgiven. You don't have to worry about how you act.
咁唔好俾人欺骗话唔紧要噶，你认罪悔改，你有信心咪得咯。你点样行事为人系冇问题嘅。
Not the way it is.
因为事实唔系咁。
James 2:17 reminds us.
喺亞各書第2:17節咁樣提醒我哋。Faith
by itself, if it doesn't have works, is dead.
這樣信心若沒有行為，就是死的。
Now let me be clear. Are you saved by your works?
咁我清楚講，你係咪憑住你嘅行為得救嘅咧？No. 唔係。
Okay. But true faith
must
produce fruit.
必定結好嘅果子。God's
Spirit is working in you.
神嘅靈喺你裏面工作。It
must be productive.
所以你一定會做得到。Because
God never fails.
因為神係絕對唔會失敗。You
must produce good fruit.
你必定要結好嘅果子。That's
why Paul was actually commanding you to be like Christ.
所以保羅喺呢度佢俾我哋嘅吩咐係咩？要效法基督。
Because ultimately he knows that you being like Christ is the work of the Spirit.
因为好清楚知道你效法得到基督呢一件事系藉住圣灵嘅工作。He's
not commanding you to do something that he knows you might not be able to do.
佢唔会要吩咐你去做一啲你做唔到嘅嘢。Because
God is the one that makes you like Christ.
因为系神使你像基督。So
if you have true faith,
所以如果你有真嘅信心，
you will begin to bear fruit.
你就會開始結果子。The
fruit of Christ in your life.
呢個就係基督喺你生命所結嘅果子。
You know, because if you are a true child of God,
如果你真正係神嘅兒女，
that covetous heart
呢一個貪心
is no longer there.
再唔會喺度。
And you're tempted by sin.
你會被罪試探。
But now Christ dwells in that heart of yours.
但係現在基督居住喺你嘅心裏邊。Where
Christ sits on that throne.
基督就係坐喺呢一個寶座上。That's what
it's talking about. 喺呢度上面講到偶像。If Christ is really living within you,
如果基督實在嘅喺你裏面活著，You
cannot be an idolater.
你就唔會係一個拜偶像嘅人。Because
Christ is who you love.
因為基督就係你所愛嗰種。If
you are a Christian,
如果你係一個基督徒嘅話，
Christ is who you love.
基督就係你所愛嗰種。You
don't look for other things to replace Christ.
你唔再要去找別嘅東西嚟到代替基督。You
might be tempted to do that in times of sinfulness.
又話佢你喺你嘅罪性裏邊，你會受到試探。That's
what God calls you to come back and repent.
就喺嗰個時候，神要你認罪悔改。But
it can't be the way that your life is.
但是你的生命绝对不会是这样。God
is the one that you shall love.
因为是唯独爱神。Because
when you become a Christian,
当你成为一个基督徒的时候，
God says your satisfaction is in Him.
神就说你的满足是在我里面。You
know, we are going to seek other things.
我们再不需要寻找别的东西。Because
God satisfies my soul.
因为是神满足我们的灵。You
know, Piper says this in his Desiring Adore.
John Piper 牧師喺佢其中一本書裏面係咁樣講。
You know, God is most glorified when?
佢話神點樣會得到最大嘅榮耀呢？
When we are most satisfied in Him.
當我哋嘅滿足全然係喺神裏面。
And that's what this famous verse, famous quote that he had. God is most glorified.
神得到最大嘅榮耀。
When we are most satisfied in Him.
當我哋喺神裏面係得到最大嘅滿足。
And that's the question for you.
而今日對你嘅一個問題。
Are you most satisfied in Christ?
你係咪喺基督裏面已經得到最大嘅滿足？
Is he what you desire?
佢係咪你心所渴望嘅？
As a Christian, it must be.
如果係基督徒嘅時候，應該係必然嘅。
That's why Paul says be imitators of God.
所以保羅喺度講，我哋要效法神。
Walk in love. Walk in loving sacrifice and loving forgiveness.
我哋要憑住愛嘅嚟到行，憑住愛嘅去饒恕。
Always giving thanks to God.
不住嘅向神嚟到感謝。
Let's pray.
讓我哋一齊。
Father, we come before you and we thank you for your grace.
先到我哋嚟到你嘅面前，為咗你嘅恩典獻上感謝。
It is truly your grace that works in our lives.
因為實在係你嘅恩典喺我哋生命裏面嚟到運行。
Father, as we look and dwell back into our own hearts,
主啊，讓我哋去鑑察我哋自己嘅心。
Father, we pray that you will help us to see the sin that resides.
主，你幫助我哋睇到喺裏面嘅罪。
You call us to put off that sin, to cleanse it and throw it out.
你呼召我哋要脱去呢啲嘅罪，我哋將呢啲罪抌咗佢。
Lord, help us to look at our hearts each and every day.
天父，幫我哋每一日嘅去鑑察我哋嘅心。
Reflect on our own actions and our own walk.
我哋去睇下我哋自己點樣嘅行事為。
Am I walking worthy?
我哋嘅行事係咪配得
？Worthy of showing forth that you are my Father.
配得嘅去表現你就係我嘅天父。
Father, help us, O Lord, to turn from these sins of desires that are sinful, sexual moralities that we sometimes covet and lust after.
主啊，求你幫我哋轉離呢啲罪，我哋貪心嘅罪，我哋有私欲嘅罪，我哋喺性上面係不道德嘅罪。
We cannot do this on our own strength.
主，我哋唔能夠憑住自己嘅力量嚟到做。
Fill us, Lord.
求主你充滿我。
Move our souls to empower us to turn from these sins.
求你打動我哋，讓我哋有力量嘅去離開呢啲嘅罪。
We're truly not satisfied with you alone.
讓我哋實在喺你裏邊。
If we are not satisfied,
如果我哋喺你，如果我哋喺你裏邊。係得到完全嘅滿足。
Father, we pray that you will help us to see your love.
主啊，求你就幫助我哋睇到你嘅愛。
To see your forgiveness.
去睇到你嘅饒恕。
And to see the depths of our sin.
亦都睇到我哋嘅罪有幾深。
So only then can we actually begin to realize.
就係唯獨咁嘅情況底下，我哋先至能夠明白。
Your amazing love.
你奇妙嘅愛。
Father, we pray that your word will be effective in our lives.
主，我哋祈求你嘅话语喺我哋生命里面系有效。
That as we begin a new year,
当我哋有新嘅一年开始
，it is a year of hope.
系一个充满盼望嘅一年。
A hope knowing that you will make us more holy than we were.
我哋嘅盼望就系主你使我哋比以前更加嘅圣洁。
A hope that we will live more abundantly and closer to you. Than we have ever had.
我哋嘅盼望就係我哋比以往同你有更加親密通誠嘅關係。
And that is a hope and your promise.
而呢個亦都係喺你裏面嘅盼望，你嘅應許。
That you will bless us.
願你祝福我哋。
As we draw close to you.
當我哋靠近你。
As you draw us close.
而你亦都靠近我。
Help us to be like you, O Lord.
幫助我哋像你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶穌基督嘅名字。
Amen. Let's all rise and turn to our last hymn. 374.